Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma scored sparkling half centuries as India scored a comfortable 6-wicket win over the West Indies in the first one-day international in Kochi. In helping lay the foundations for India to overhaul the West Indies' total of 211 all-out, Kohli matched Saviv Richards' record in making 5,000 ODI runs in just 114 innings. He reached the milestone with a 6 shortly before he departed for 86, while Sharma showed no sign of ending his golden run of form with 72. Earlier, Suresh Raina had taken career-best figures of 3 for 34, Ravindra Jadeja 3 for 37 and Ravichandran Ashwin 2 for 42 to skittle the West Indies out as they failed to come to terms with the slow pitch and variable bounce. England's Stuart Broad took 5 for 65 to leave Australia on 273 for 8 after day 1 of the Ashes series in Brisbane. Broad struck as early as the fourth over to remove Chris Rogers for 1, and he went on to complete a memorable day with the wickets of David Warner, Shane Watson, Michael Clarke and Mitchell Johnson. Johnson, who faced 134 balls, put on 114 with Brad Haddin, who was unbeaten on 78 for the seventh wicket, as Australia fought back from being reduced to 132 for 6. However, once Johnson was gone, James Anderson removed Peter Siddle for 7 to leave Australia with plenty of work to do if they are to put England under pressure. Tilakarani Dilshan and Kushal Pereira hit half centuries as Sri Lanka rounded off a soggy series of games against New Zealand with an 8-wicket win in the second and final 2020 international. Palakkelly stayed dry for the entirety of the match, and in the only game of the tour to remain unaffected by rain, Sri Lanka needed 17.5 overs to overhaul a target of 143. They got there thanks to Dilshan's unbeaten 59 in 49 balls and Pereira's belligerent 57 in 37 after New Zealand had reached 142 for 7. Scotland beat Papua New Guinea to take their second win of the ICC World 2020-2014 qualifier on a day which saw Afghanistan beat Denmark, while four teams were frustrated by the weather. The Group A game between Ireland and Italy was abandoned without a ball being bowled, while the later match between Uganda and the United States of America was also delayed and then called off due to the rain in Abu Dhabi. There were no such worries in Group B, where Afghanistan laboured to a 2-wicket win over a much-improved Denmark, and Scotland completed a crushing 94-run win over Papua New Guinea. In the later game, Kenya beat Bermuda by 7 wickets in a game which was reduced to 18 overs per side due to that bad weather.